Hey True North, it's Tuesday, September 1st. My name is Eugene, and welcome to True North Daily. We just finished up our sermon series this past Sunday entitled Strange Scriptures, and what we did is we picked certain passages in the Old and New Testament that may seem odd or confusing to the modern reader. And as I reflect more on this sermon series, I've realized, even as a pastor, there are so many strange aspects and features of our faith that are never really touched upon. Like, I think we might all have questions like, hey, what's the deal with the Lord's Supper? Why do we do it? Why do we need to get baptized? And why is there a talking donkey in the Old Testament that God uses to rebuke a prophet? You can't even really make that up. So, for the next couple of episodes, I'm hoping to continue the series of strange scriptures, kind of on podcast form. I'm going to try my best to expound on some of these questions we may have, both in our practice and in scripture. And if you have any questions or strange things that you've always wondered about Christianity, please feel free to message me or email me. But today, what I wanted to focus on is a strange feature and, moreover, an overlooked word. Amen. For those of us that have been in the church for a while, that word is almost said without thought, probably every day. But I think none of us really stop and actually ponder the weight of that word. You see, it's not just a simple way to end or close a prayer. For many of us, we often just treat it as a simple goodbye in our conversations to God. And here, again, is a common mistake that we've tried to teach in strange scriptures, which is whenever we encounter a strange passage, a strange idea, it's so easy for us to take that story or word or practice that's written often, you know, in a different culture, and implicitly convert it with our modern lens to a meaning that makes more sense to us, whether it's correct or not. You see, with amen, the word ultimately comes from a Hebrew root of the word, which is very similar in pronunciation, which denotes several meanings, which is hard to just kind of nail down to one, but it can kind of be best described as phrases of like, let it be, so be it, verily and or truly. And look, it's not a simple end marker for our prayers, but rather it's a final note of confidence to end our conversation with God. You see, when we make amen into a simple quote-unquote end to when we're praying, we fail to recognize the depth and transformative power of prayer itself. You see, amen allows our prayers not to be short-breath sayings, but rather a living, active transformation of our lives and the world. That word, when we speak it, in the original Hebrew and in the Greek, it means that we're bearing witness to our desire for God's will to be done in this world, and to also commit our own selves to that goal. You know, one way I would put it is, just picture a kiss at the end of every wedding ceremony. It's one of the most iconic moments of any wedding, and because it's at the end, we often culturally understand it that it's a time to cheer, celebrate, and bless the couple because that kiss signifies the ceremony has ended and now they're finally one. But imagine if the husband or wife took that literally, that kiss is just, oh, it's the end of the wedding. Imagine if at my wedding day, the minute I kiss my wife and say, oh, it's over, I'm going to sit down and just start playing with my phone. I'd probably be single at this moment. You see, rather, the kiss at the end of the wedding ceremony signifies and embodies that the journey of this marriage is only beginning. That the vows that the husband and wife just made to each other moments before ends with a kiss to show that it's a lifelong journey together till death do them part. See, it's an emphatic sign that you love your spouse and that you will commit to falling deeper and deeper in love every single moment of your life. You know, again, every analogy breaks down, so I'm not just saying every amen is like a kiss at the end of a wedding, but what I hope we could see is that when we say amen in any prayer, before a meal, when someone's in their deathbed, or even at church, that we understand it's that type of weight that we carry when we say amen. It's not a simple end to our prayers. You see, our prayers are almost vows we make to God to recommit our will and heart and soul to Him, to lift up those in need, and to say with all confidence and with all this joy that we believe God's will be done. Because just as a wedding has two parties, look, so does our prayers. We are not uttering some mystic chant for a hope of a good life when we pray, but our prayers are rather speaking to a living and loving God who is active in our lives. The word amen is there to remind us that this prayer that we take is a two-way street. It's to remind us that as we end our prayer, it's only the beginning of transforming our own life to that prayer. Even if it's before a meal, even if it's before school, even if it's before a test or work, when you pray, well, bless this meal in the hands who made it. Well, after you pray, when you say amen, you're saying, you know what, I'm going to enjoy this meal to live that out. Martin Luther, I think, puts it best, and we'll end with this quote about amen. He says this, "Do not leave your prayer without having said or thought, very well, God has heard my prayer. This I know as a certainty and the truth. That is what amen means," end quote. When we say amen, we're not only committing to changing our life to make that prayer a reality, but we're also proclaiming to the world that God has heard it, and surely His will be done. Let's pray. Lord, often we say words in our life, in our work, with our friends, without even knowing what we're saying, especially in our own faith and relationship with You. But as we look at certain words, practices, and passages, allow us to really understand the weight of every word and action that we take, especially as disciples, even the simple act of saying amen. Allow us to be reminded that when we say amen, it's not an end in our conversation, but it's the beginning of a transformation that You're calling us to do, to follow Your will. And in light of that beautiful truth that we look to the cross, that You have given us new life, we all say, amen.